This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is a very beautiful one. And that is, I love for you what I love for myself. Subhanallah, Islam is a way of life that shows a path of love, that has values and principles of love. Love that is deep, love that is real, love that is pure and long-term. Subhanallah, in Islam, we are told to love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are told to take care of each other, subhanallah, so that love can develop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran and through the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us principles that make us among those who will love each other. You know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of judgment, where are those who used to love each other for my majesty, for my sake? I will give them shade when On that day, there'll be no shade except my shade. Subhanallah, the compensation, the prize, the incentive, and the reward of loving each other for the sake of Allah is just not the greatness and the goodness of this world, but the hereafter as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the shade, His shade on that day when there'll be no shade except His shade. So you can imagine the value and the power of loving each other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, none of you will believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Subhanallah, what a way of life, what a beautiful deen Islam is that teaches us that you should love for your brother what you love for yourself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that you should love each other. And as the hadith goes, he asked the Sahabi, do you love Jannah? He said, yes, of course I love Jannah. He said, then love your brother and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide you Jannah. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, the beautiful deen Islam teaches us that we must love each other. So much so that when a person praises and prays his brother in his absence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint angel to pray for him. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters, our deen ul Islam is a way of life, is a way that shows us love and respect for each other. Let us instill these beautiful values of Islam and love each other for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzah, respect each other and care for each other. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us develop this beautiful, pure and sincere love for each other so that we may unite with each other on the day of judgment inshallah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE, and we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to grant goodness and mercy and peace to the Muslims across the globe. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.